1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J. What's going on, everyone? It's your girl, Ebby J, coming back at you with another fun-filled podcast. So happy to connect with you. I know some of you have asked, Ebby, where do I find you on social media? So you can look me up on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, the letter J, not J-A-Y. And also, you can look me up on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. There you can connect with me and be sure to inbox me or send me a DM and say, hey, Ebby, I listened to your podcast. On today's podcast, we are going to be talking about the amazing future that is ahead of you. I saw this quote on Instagram and it really inspired this podcast. And it says, you must learn to trust that there is a future waiting for you that is beyond what you might be able to grasp at this present moment. On today's podcast, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. Grasping the present moment. So let's talk about that quote that I just read to you. You must learn to trust that there is a future waiting for you that is beyond what you might be able to grasp at this present moment. Ask yourself, what is that thing that you are believing for? What is that thing that you are believing for? I challenge you this year to write down the things that you are believing for and realizing and understanding that every good and perfect thing, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All right? So now that I got that out the way, let's talk about this and let's change it. Let's change the context of what we're saying here. You must learn. So speak that back to yourself. I must learn to trust that there is a future waiting for me that is beyond what I might be able to grasp at this present moment. When you see quotes on Instagram, I really, really, really highly encourage you to repeat the quote that inspires you and put it into you. Make it personal. I must learn to trust that there is a future waiting for me. Okay, that's the first part of this quote that got me. I must trust and I must learn to trust that there is a future waiting for me. There is a future waiting for me. My friend, I'm telling you, I'm going to be referencing my girls a lot because these women have been so impactful to me in this season of my life. They see people come to you. There's a reason. They are there for a reason, a season, a lifetime. We've all heard that, right? Reason, seasons, lifetime. I pray that it is God's will that the women and the key people who have been in my life in the past X to present, because I can't even say years, right? That they are with me and that I am with them and that I am just as amazing to them as they are to me. That's my prayer. My girlfriend told me, my sister, you must learn to trust that there is a future waiting for you that is beyond what I may be able to see at the present moment, okay? We have to look past the situations and circumstances that we are dealing with right now and realize and understanding that God has so much more for you. Sometimes you go through situations and you don't understand why you're going through it. You don't understand how you got there and you're trying to figure out how to get out of it. And when you're all in the mix, you don't even realize or think that, my God, there has got to be a better life than this, than what I'm dealing with right now. And I know that a lot of you can understand where I'm coming from. You've been in relationships and situations with people and you're saying, Lord, I don't know when I'm getting out of this or how I'm getting out of this, but God, please tell me that there is more for me on the other side. I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm speaking a testimony right here. Okay? When I was going through the process of separation and just getting through that season of my life, even when I was in it, I said, Lord, this cannot be what marriage is. I am not going to believe. I'm not going to sit here and believe that this and what I'm dealing with and experiencing right now is the definition of what marriage is supposed to be. Then you get back into those things when you're saying, my God, am I being punished? Is this a punishment? Seriously, am I being punished for something? Is this my karma? Is being in this marriage, is being in this relationship karma, Lord? You ask yourself those questions because a lot of you are going through some things right now that you do not want to talk about. I promise you. Because when I was going through it, I didn't want to talk about it. Only very few people knew that my ex-husband and I were separated and getting a divorce. A lot of y'all probably didn't find out that we were getting a divorce or that we weren't together anymore until you came up on Instagram and saw that he was posting pictures with a pregnant woman while he was still married to me. Right? You probably didn't even know. Because I don't let the world know what's going on with me. Just like you probably don't let the world know what's going on with you. That's why they say social media is the media reel. Is the social media reel and not the real of what's going on. And a lot of y'all are really living social media reality shows. Okay? Because behind those handles, there is a person who's hurt. There is a person who's in pain. There's a person who's unhappy. There's a person who is thinking about taking their life out. There's someone on the other side dealing with things that's beyond all the happy quotes and pretty pictures that they post. Okay, I'm just going to be real with y'all about that. Now, back to what I was saying. When you're in these situations, you're like, Lord, is this what it is? Is this what you have for me? And guys, when I was in it, I was saying, Lord, this cannot be what marriage is. I don't really have a lot of great examples of great marriages in the Black community. I have about a handful. And there's only one that I can think of that I can really say they are the definition of best friends and marriage. Everyone else, it is what it is. People are there for the kids. People are there to, you know, make it look good that, oh, I'm in this relationship. I'm married. I have this big house. But you are one tormented individual on the other side. You are not happy. And the only reason that you were there is because your friends are married. They got rings on their fingers. They got children and the husbands with the fancy jobs, with the fancy cars and the fancy homes, but you ain't got a bit of happiness in you. You dread coming home. You dread having to interact with that other person. You don't want to be there anymore. But because of the way of what society tells you and what you should do and what you should have, you'll sit there and suffer to make society happy. When you don't sit there and realize that the person who is hurting and the person who is suffering is you, and God forbid you have children because they're suffering too, because they're not getting the best you. So when I was in my situation, like I always said, I said, Lord, this cannot be what you got for me. And I have to believe, and I gotta know, that this is not what it's supposed to be. I had to realize that for myself and be okay with it and come to the terms to say, look at my baby girl literally in her eyes as an infant and say, baby, I'm sorry, but mommy and daddy cannot be together anymore. And I refuse to have you grow up living in an unhealthy environment with two people who don't like each other and who don't want to be together. I am not going to raise you in that brokenness. I would rather go through the pain now and the separation and the heartbreak and to go through all of those feelings and emotions of disappointed in the father that your father is. I'd rather deal with that now while you're not even two, so that you can get used to not seeing mommy and daddy living in the same house, because I didn't want my daughter to go through that. I didn't want her to see mommy and daddy not liking each other, not talking to each other, not respecting one another, don't even want to sleep in the same bed. I didn't want that for my daughter. So before the age of two, not only did my daughter have a brother, but she also, her parents were divorced. We were divorced before my daughter was two, because I refused to raise my daughter in a broken home. I said, Lord, I would rather us be living in two separate homes, two separate, happy, healthy homes, being with who you want us to be. And my prayer was always that he ended up with somebody that loved our daughter like we loved her, and that I ended up with someone that loved our daughter like we love her. That we would both be with people who loved our daughter just like we loved her. That was my prayer, guys. And when I made that decision that I no longer wanted to be there anymore, it was this quote that got me through that mindset without even seeing this quote, that I had to learn and trust that there was a future waiting for me that is beyond what I was living presently in, that I was going to be able to walk in faith and knowing that God had better for me. Because when you're in it, it don't feel like you're going to make it. You don't know how you're going to do it. But let me tell you something today. From my voice to your ears on this podcast, what you are holding on to is going to continue to break you down. To the point that when you do let go, you are going to be so broken that it's going to take you longer to get through, to heal. Just like in my last podcast, take your time to heal. I challenge you in 2019, and I'm going to say this as much as I can, to live your best life and to realize that you deserve more. Stop settling because of what you feel is acceptable to society and start living to what you know and feel is acceptable to you and your life and how you want your life to look. Don't sit there and be miserable and God forbid you have children and pour your misery onto them just because you want people to look at you a certain kind of way. I encourage you to do some soul searching, dig deep down in your heart and your core, and make sure that you push for everything in your life to look how you want it to look in your life and not what society tells you on how it should look, that you should be married, that you should have children, that you should buy a house, that you should have a fancy car and a fancy job, and that you should work for somebody else. No, You define what your happiness is, but you can't define it if you're hurting and if you're broken and if you're not healing, because all of your energy is going to be towards the thing that's breaking you down, the pain that's breaking you down. And it's not until you free yourself from all things, whether that's a marriage, a relationship, a job, or whatever it is that's breaking you down and making you unhappy. It's not until you let those things go that those burdens are lifted up off of you and you begin to walk and live in your freedom and your happiness. And you begin to open your eyes and realizing who you are, what you love, what you adore, what you're passionate about, what your purpose is in this world, your impact to society. It's not until you release and let go of those things that you will begin to see and begin to live and begin to move in your best self and live in your best life. I hope that you hear my heart, and I pray that this message blesses and inspires you, but most importantly, it gives you the courage and the strength to start to make moves and decisions on things in your life that are going to make you become your best self. I'll let you in the next episode. Thanks so much for joining me today on today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media. Find me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, J-A-Y, or on Facebook at The Ebby J Show. Be sure to holler and say, "Hey, Ebby girl, I hear your podcast. Do your thing, girl." Remember, until the next time, feel your beauty.